In the first 4 days, a wound is most probably infected, so the wound should be covered with dressings. The dressing can increase healing, reduce pain, and improve the appearance of the wound and surrounding tissue. Dressings have several functions. They help avoid further injury, prevent pollution from the microorganisms, increase patient comfort, and control bleeding. All wounds may appear to be polluted. However, they are not necessarily infected. Generally, the clinical symptoms of wound infection begin in 36 to 48 hours after surgery or injury. If a patient's temperature and pulse rate increase, maybe an infectious process has started. As inflammation of the wound happens and the infection becomes worse, the area may become tender and reddened. Foul-smelling, purulent drainage may be found. Without such signs and symptoms, it does not mean necessarily that the wound is not infected. There are different kinds of dressings. Among them, gauze dressings are the most common one. They do not interact with the delicate tissues surrounding the wound. So, gauze dressings cause little wound irritation. The nurse may use either wet or dry dressings. During dressing changes, asepsis should be paid attention to, for it helps to prevent wound infection.